Right. So here's a drawing of phosphorus on a silicon. In a silicon ladder, it has four nearest neighbors. It really should be three-dimensionally drawn. Say these two are above the phosphorus, and those two are below the phosphorus. But it's got four nearest neighbors, and it's got one electron, which goes into something like a hydrogen-like orbit. And we're going to pretend it's just in a hydrogen orbit and try to calculate the ionization energy of it. So I've got this positively charged phosphorus, and I've got a weakly bound electron. And it turns out that it's so weakly bound that it moves through this silicon lattice and sees the dielectric constant of silicon. So it's not bound right around the phosphorus, but it's got a large radius, and it moves through these silicon atoms. And we can go to the hydrogen model and look up what the energy levels are. So the formula for the energy levels for hydrogen looks like this. And if you calculate these, the values out for n equals 1 is the lowest level, then it's minus 13.6 electron volts. If the electron from phosphorus is moving through the silicon, then that answer gets modified by the ratio of the effective masses, because the electron is moving in the bottom of the conduction band, and so it's got a different effective mass. And then you have to take the ratio of the dielectric constants. And the dielectric constant of silicon is 11.9. So it's about 12. And then it gets squared. So there's a factor of 144. The ionization energy of this electron in phosphorus is about 144 times smaller than the ionization energy of hydrogen. And when you do the calculation, it turns out to be about 25 millielectron volts, which is also the energy of thermal fluctuations at room temperature. So this last electron is easily ionized and goes into the conduction band.